This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. The 2020 census is underway and will have a big impact here in New Hampshire. The population count affects a wide range of things, from the number of state representatives a district sends to Concord to the amount of federal aid the state receives for hospitals, roads, and schools. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has been following the progress of the census and how the coronavirus is affecting it. She joins us by Skype now. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Remind us of what the census is and what it asks.
Sure. So it's the population count that the U.S. does every 10 years. At this point, most people fill it out online. And it notes things like the age, the race, and the sex of everyone in a household. And it also does that in group quarters, so college dorms, nursing homes, and prisons. And the idea is to count every single person in the U.S.
What does the federal government do with all that data?
So the Census Bureau doesn't share personally identifiable information, but the population counts that we get from the census guide two major things. It guides political power and money. So in terms of the power, it's the basis for redistricting. So on a federal level, some states may lose or gain seats in the House based on whether or not their population increased or decreased over the last 10 years. This is not a concern for New Hampshire. However, here in Concord, there will be a change in the makeup of state reps. If, say, a census tract in Manchester has way more people than it did in 2010, that's going to mean their representation and the state house is different. So we will see it influence redistricting. And then there's also the money part. So we get about an estimated $6 billion in federal aid guided by census numbers. And that comes to New Hampshire in the form of like rural business development grants, money for roads, the school lunch program, Medicare, hospital money. And then the other thing it's really helpful for is also, I would just say, kind of the sense of identity of a region or a state. And in the case of New Hampshire, some demographers think that this 2020 will be the time when New Hampshire's state population reaches 10% people of color. So in some other states, that might not seem terribly significant. But here in New Hampshire, the hope with the 2020 census is that if it's really accurate, it does capture changing demographics and increasing diversity here in the state.
Kind of a milestone for the Granite State. You said earlier that most people complete the survey online. How is that going in New Hampshire?
Well, if you're listening, you have probably received multiple mailers urging you to complete it online.
I certainly have.
Mailer actually has a code, and then you go onto 2020census.gov, you fill it out. As of this weekend, the response rate was less than half, which is about on par with the national average right now. But there's a little glitch, because if you live in very rural New Hampshire or if you have a P.O. box, the normal method of outreach has been interrupted by the coronavirus. The idea was that you were going to get a hand-delivered survey and you would have an interaction with someone who was dropping it off at your house. However, those operations were suspended last month in response to the coronavirus. And so there are people in parts of Coos County, Grafton, and Carroll who probably have not gotten contact from the census yet. And the census has told me they're still waiting to figure out when that outreach could resume. The idea is to do it in the summer, but it might not happen until the fall.
Yeah, so things have obviously slowed down. What are officials saying to people who haven't yet filled it out?
Well, they say you can still go online. Even if you haven't had any contact from the census, you can go online and fill it out. You do not need to remember the code that was in that mailer. You can also call if need be. And then later this week, people who have been receiving mailers and have not responded, have been kind of stuffing those mailers away, they will actually get a paper version of the survey in the mail. So there will be that additional way to fill it out. And, you know, in light of the coronavirus, that the messaging from the census is changing, which is we want you to fill it out online to avoid contact from a census worker. And also, like, look, we're in a pandemic right now, and things that matter to you a lot are totally affected by the census count. So I spoke to Regional Census Director Jeff Baylor a couple days ago, and he was reminding people that the population count informs federal decisions on things like healthcare and emergency systems. So this is what he was saying.
The way those decisions are made, how many hospitals a community may have, or how many ambulances a community may have, how many vaccines a community needs, those decisions are made upon census data.
Sarah, you mentioned that there will be a pause in some census operations because of the pandemic. Are there other ways that this is affecting the census?
Well, there is some confusion about whether or not some of New Hampshire's college towns will have inaccurate population counts because kids are not actually on campus anymore this semester. And stay tuned. We're actually going to cover that more later this week. There are messages from the Census Bureau that even if your kid is hanging out at home finishing up their semester, you really do need to count them as living at their college address. And then there's also these hard to count communities, Rick, immigrants, low-income people, renters, young children, that there's been a lot of targeted campaigning towards to say, look, we want you to get counted this time. That was organizing that had been going on for a little while, and there were these big plans to ramp it up. That was going to be largely in person, these big gatherings, door-to-door. That has had to go virtual because of the need for social distancing. So we're certainly seeing different tactics being taken by community groups here in New Hampshire, you know, Facebook events, WhatsApp, various kind of targeted Instagramming, that kind of thing, to make sure people know about the census who might not otherwise hear about it because they're not actually interacting with their neighbors and friends.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson is covering the census for us. This is Morning Edition on NHPR.